Kum lehen lablak gemara. We'll start the pehei and beis the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, ve'elu the following, im olu. If they went up to the Mizbeach, yedu, you still have to remove them because they don't belong on the Mizbeach. For example, basa from kotche kotchim, the psar kotche kotchim, the meat of kotche kotchim is supposed to end up by the kohen, not on the Mizbeach. Upsar kotchim, basa kotche kalim, and the meat of kotche kalim is supposed to end up at the Yisrael, not on the Mizbeach. Umayser ha'omer, the leftover of the omer, is supposed to go to the kohen, not on the Mizbeach. Ushtay alechem, the two loaves brought up on Shavuos, don't belong on the Mizbeach. Ulechem ha'ponim, the yistribid of Shabbos, don't belong on the Mizbeach. Shiyori menachas, leftover menachas belong to the kohenim, v'haktoides, it belongs in the inner mizbech, inside the heichel, not outside. So all of these things don't belong in the mizbech. Even if they put them on, you place them in the mizbech, you have to remove them. Hatzemesh, sheberoshe kvasim, the heads of the sheep they used to put on the mizbech as well, not just the sheep itself, and the head as well goes on the mizbech, and the skin that they don't strip, but the wool that's on it doesn't really necessarily have to go on the mizbech, so the pants. Vasar shebezakin, or the beard of tiyoshim, of goats, or atzomis, or the bones. We're going to Mishnah again yesterday, pay and base. Vagidim, and the veins are kanayim. These are all things that are external to the animal. They're not really part of the animal, so they don't really have to go on the mizbeach. Kanayim, the horns, the tlefayim, the hooves. So this is the rule. Bizman shehem mechabadim, they're still attached to the animal. There's no mitzvah to remove them. You can leave them on and then just place them on the mizbeach. The hair together with the head and you know, the wool and so on and so forth. Shenemar, it says, vihikti rakoin es hakoil. Everything is included. If you did separate them, and then they don't belong on the mizbeach. Lo yalu, they don't belong there. And if you put them, you take them off. Shenemar says, "Vasisa oile secha." What should the oile be? Habasa v'hadam. The oile should be the basar and the dam, and not the other parts there. Says the Gemara. Okay, let's go through quickly. Talk about what we learned. The hikdin hakoyin es hakoyin mizbecha. The koyin roasts everything on top of the mizbech. Like rabbis, what mean everything? What do you come to include? Atzomas, bones, gidim, veins, sinews, vakernayim, the horns, the tlefayim, the hooves. All those parts don't really belong to the animal. Nul yochlaber thought that feel a perishim. They separated. You should also place them on the mizbech. Tambalim is another pasuk which says, "Vasisa oile secha." What should the oile be? Habaser v'hadam, meat and blood. If we only say that pasuk, yibaser v'dam, yochel yachleitz, you have to remove gidin va'atzomayis, you have to remove all the other parts. The yale baser legab mizbech, and only then should you bring the meat on the mizbech. Tambalim v'hikter koyin zakoil. You should bring everything on it. So haketzah. So what do you do? So the rule is michubadim, while the bones are attached and the veins are attached, yalu, don't have to bother to extract them. You can just leave them there and place them as mizbech. But perisho, if it did get separated, afilu heim bereisha mizbech, even though already there, yeah, do you remove them? Because they have no shaykhis to the mizbech. Man tana, who is a tana, the shamle that you heard, the Amari said, Pershu, that if you separated the bones and the veins, yerdu, and then you put them as bech, you have to remove them. Now, who's the author of our Mishnah? Rebbe, it's actually Rebbe. The tanya, the braise, stira, the tupsukim. One pasuk says, vihikti lakoin es hakoil amizbech, which means, le rabbis, hakoil means include atzomis, gidin, kanaim, vetlafaim. Afilu Pershu, even they're separate. So what do you do with the other pasuk? Well, I tell you that it's the first Tana says, I'll tell you what the two highlights are looking. If it was partially already burnt, not completely burnt, we had before, it has to be, you know, moshel, and then ur means it's totally burnt. Even if kule, partially burnt, atomachzir, you return it to the mizbech. That goes under the pasuk of hikira koin hakol. I don't care what it is. If it's partially burnt, leave them on the mizbech. V'yata machzir, but do not put on ikule gidin vatzomis. But if it's, let's say, partially burnt, the bones, you still don't leave it, you remove it. So the pasuk that says only meat and blood is talking about bones, you always remove them. You remove them. Even if they're partially burnt. But other parts, if partially burnt, you leave them on. Comes along, Rebbe says, no. One part says, v'hikira koin is hakol mizbech. And the riba includes everything. Because of echad emivosis ol secha bosa badam, meat includes everything. Okay, tzad mechubarin. If the bones are still attached to the meat and the veins in the meat and the hair is to the head, then yalu, you bring up the head, you bring up the hair with it. Perishu, if it happened to be separate, you don't have to. But if it happened to be, then I feel in brojus mech, even on top of mech, yer do remove them. This we stopped yesterday. Says my writer. Says the Mishnah perishu. If you remove them, like yalu, you don't bring them back. You don't bring them up to mizbech. You remove the bones, you remove the hooves, the horns, the hair. You don't put them mizbech. Omer Abzeda Lo Yishonu. When is it talking about? Sheperisha, you remove them, and Klapi Mata, they went further away from the fire on the mizbech. They went towards the end of the mizbech. Avo Klapi Mailif, actually, if you separate them and they're now closer to the fire, let's say the head is a bit further, and this is now closer to the fire, the hair is closer to the fire, then hudakrivu. Then faket. Then that's not called perishu. Then definitely you should leave it there and let it be makriv near the fire. Let it get a little bit burned. Freddy give more of a feel of perishu. I don't know what you're saying. You're telling me that even if it's cut off, if it's on the, just because it's closer to the fire, you should leave it on the mizbech.
Closer to the fire,
so like a cube. Yeah, so we're saying when it's closer to the fire, it's not perishu, it's faket, it's closer to, you know, this is 5 amos away from the middle fire, the pyre, and then this is 3 amos away. So you want to ask a question? Klep Mishnah say, where does the Mishnah make a chilik, which direction? All we make a chilik is if it's not perishu, if it's perishu. If it's not part of the animal, who cares which side of the animal it's facing or sitting? It'll chayav to remove it. What's pshat? Omar Abba Hochkam, you're right, this is how you're supposed to learn it. Lo yishonu elosha perishu, when is this talking about? When do we say that if it what? If you separated, you have to remove it. Is that what? That it's still considered kachim, but you have to remove it. Is it talking about achazrika? So when you sprayed the blood, it was still attached, so therefore it became kodesh. But now since it's separated, it doesn't belong in Mizbeach. So therefore the rules as follows. That you therefore that you have to remove it. You have to remove it because it's separated. So, no, when you did the zrika, it was attached to the animal, so when you made it kodesh. You made it kodesh because when you sprayed it, it was attached to the animal. And then afterwards, you separated. And the kodesh is, and now that you separated, you have to remove it from the mizbech. But if, let's say, you separate it, it's still kodesh. You got to treat it like kodesh, except it shouldn't be in the mizbech. You burn it in Trumas Hadeshim. In the dishes. Avo perishu kodem zrika. What happens before you did zrika? It's already separated. So when you did the zrika, did that include the hair and the hooves? They didn't need the zrika to be matted it. So therefore, since at this time the zrika had no shaykhis in the mizbeach, so then asya zrika, the zrika came along, and now that it's separated, v'sharisnu afilu lemevid, but I now is totally permitted to it, a kohen can use it for any purpose he wants. Because when it came to the zrika, it wasn't attached to the animal. So therefore, even though it was attached to the animal till now, it was no longer attached to the animal. So now it's totally permitted. You can even make from it kotter, the sekina, a handle for a knife. Yeah. Can you pass me a tissue? Thank you. Because Rabbi holds like he holds the Rabbi Yechonim Shem Bishmo. Rabbi holds like the but Rabbi Yechonim said the name of Shmo. We have a pasuk. The pasuk says, it says in the pasuk, the koyin who's makriv the oile, right? The oile of the oile that the koyin is makriv goes to who? Says lo yeah, the skin, the hide of the oiler goes to the coin. It says lo yeah, but oiler by oiler it says lo yeah goes to him. And then there's another pasuk where by it says another pasuk kachatas kashem. They all have the same dinim. The coin is mechaper lo yeah. Now when by chatas and asher, when it says lo yeah, we're not talking about just the hide, even the flesh of the chatas. Who eats the flesh of the chatas? The coin. So lo yeah by an oiler means only the hide, and lo yeah by chatas of asher means the meat and the hide. Is my asham just like asham? Atz moisim mutadi, the bones are mutter. Because the meat is mutter. The meat is mutter. Obviously, the bones are mutter as well. Is af oile, so to by an oile, atz moisim, atz moisim mutadi, the drasha loye, that the bones of an oile becomes totally mutter. So therefore, if it was separated before you did the zrika, if it was separated after you did the zrika, it became, if you did zrika, the bones were still part of the meat, then it became kodesh. The only question is, does it go on the mizbeach or you throw it in the deshen? But if it was separated before you went ahead and you did the zrika, then if we learn possibly, lo yeah, that was, that is totally mutter to the kohen. So must be mufne. You're making a gzeirah shavah. Must be one of the words are extra, because you know we have a rule that gzeirah shavah, if there's nothing extra, the slightest question can slug it up. If it's mufne mitzad echad, if one of the words are extra, you can ask a good question. If it's mufne mishneid zdad, in both psukim the word is extra, then you can't ask any kashas. This is what the Eibishter meant. L'chayli, you're going to have to tell me that the mufne is extra, because otherwise you can't ask, you can't learn, compare. Oh, just love me. Chatz nashim. You know why? Because you know why the chatz nashim bones are mutter? Because the meat is mutter. How can you learn from there that by an oiler where the meat is also to a kohen that the bones are mutter? The meat is mutter. and the Gemara lo yie say to ksiv. There's an extra lo yie. It's totally extra. Therefore, it is extra, and therefore you can learn from it. Masiv Rav Ada bar Ava. Rav Ada asks a question. So you're saying here that if the bones were separated from the meat before the zikah, it becomes totally mutus. Let me ask you a question. It says, Atzamais kachim, the bones of kachim, let's say chattas and osham, lifnei zikah, before you spray the blood, since they're kachim, they belong, whose property is it? The Eibishter's. So we learned before that if you steal from the Eibishter's property, you're a moil, you're a ganif, and if you did be mazid, chayimisa, b'shegig, you bring a shamilis, moilim behen, even the bones. If you use the bones, you're a ganif, because before zikah, even the bones are holy. Once you sprayed it, ain moily behen. Once you sprayed it, it is no longer stealing because now it's mutter. You did v'shal oila, but that's a chatz a carbon ocean. But v'shal oila moily bel oila. But by an oila, the bones are always also. You just said that by an oila, the bones become mutter if they were separated before the zrika. And here we see that they're always also. Aima, no, you misunderstood. Vishal oila, the din is as follows. Perishul lifnei zikah, the bones separated before you sprayed the blood, so therefore it became mutter. Ain moilim behen, so therefore there's no mila when you sprayed the blood afterwards, it was completely matrid because it has no shaykhaz and mizbeach. Or belachas, if you sprayed the blood and the bones were attached to the meat, the bones then became consecrated for the mizbeach, because at that moment, what would you have done? You would have put it all together on the mizbeach. So then, if achazikah you separated, the kohen has no right to use it for himself, he's a moil. Moilim behen lo oilim. And you should know that a pliga, Rabbi Lozo, that Rabbi Rabba, who made this distinction, definitely argues Rabbi Lozo. He holds Peshu lifnei zikah. If you separated before zikah, you said if you separated before zikah, then when you did the zikah, the bones become completely mutter. He holds if you separated before zikah, moilim behem, you are moil. Why? Since you said before zikah, so therefore the zikah wasn't matred for the mizbeach, as no shaychus mizbeach. Therefore, it remains also forever. Faket. He said, if you took it out before the zikah, what's going to be matred? The zikah is only matred the behemah because it's shaychus the mizbeach. The zikah has no shaychus to the bones. So who is matred the bones? But if you did it after zikah, then loin da'anin, then Rabbani shouldn't have an abba v'loin moilin. The zikah was matred. The zikah was matred. Exactly the opposite you said before. Next Mishnah. Mishnah, the cool on all of these things that we said before, that if they put them as mizbeach, leave it on the mizbeach, or whether the things were possible, whether they were ancillary to the animal, they're not really part of the animal, all of these things, they popped off the mizbeach, lo yachze, you don't have to put it back. The chain, likewise, gacheles, one of the piece of wood on the fire, on the mizbeach, popped off. It was bursting away and suddenly it popped off. Shepakum magam mizbeach fell off the mizbeach. Layachze, you don't have to return it. Eivodim shepakum magam mizbeach. We have limbs that fell off the mizbeach. It depends. Koidim chatzay, before midnight, yachze, you got to put it back to continue burning. Umoilim behen, since he didn't complete the mitzvah yet, if somebody used it, he's stealing from Hegdish. After Chatzais, we'll soon see what's the magic thing about Chatzais. After midnight, we're going to assume that it's completely burned through and through, so you did the mitzvah completely, there's no longer stealing it. Because what it's supposed to do? Yachze, you don't have to put it back. And definitely be Umoilim, maybe no longer Ganif. Kishem Shamiz Bech Mekadish Esaro Loi Kacha Kevish Mekadish. Just like the Mizbeach, anything you place on the Mizbeach becomes holy and you leave it there. Kacha Kevish, if you place it on the ramp, the Yisoid and the Savior, that's part of the Mizbeach. Even the ramp, Kevish, is different, is also Mikadish. We live in the Pasuk, Esa Mizbeach. Esa means anything which is secondary to Mizbeach, includes the ramp. Anything you place on the ramp is as if you could take it from there and put it on Mizbeach. Kishem Shaham Mizbeach. And just like the Mizbeach, just like the ramp, is Mekadosh, everything that belongs there, Kacha Keli Mekadoshim, the clay shards, the vessels, the base of Midrash, are also Mekadosh, everything that belongs to them. Says the Gemara, this idea of Chatzais, in other words, once you put it there, you cannot just use it for your own use, it became sacred. But what do you mean? Because clay shards, there's two kinds of clay shards. There's clay shards for liquids, these beacons they have for liquid, and they have clay shutters for flour, which is for and the clay shutters made for dry stuff. If you put dry stuff in there, it became sacred, became, you know, kadosh. You can't do anything with it. If you put the liquids, it did not become kadosh. In fact, if you put it into a pitcher that you're supposed to use for pouring, you put in the flour, it doesn't become kadosh because it's not meant for it. Clay shutters is only mekadosh things which are meant for that particular clay shutters. Says the Gemara.
No.
We're talking about because Klei Shoris is Mekadosh these things. Says the Gemara. What's this magic thing about Chatzayit? Hey, Chidami. What are we talking about? I don't understand. But Chatzayit comes in. It's very simple. You look at the meat you put on the mizbech. If you see that the meat is still not yet cooked through, you can see substantial pieces of meat. Then even I don't care what time of the day it is. It has to burn the mizbech. It falls on the mizbech. 3 o'clock in the morning. Pick it up and put it back on. If his mamash is there, then I feel achas is not me. Even after chas, he got to put it back in his bech. And he did boom mamash. There's no mamash is there. In other words, he sees burnt through and through. Even 10 o'clock at night, if burnt through and through and fell off, leave it down because you finished already. What else have to do? Yeah, I feel like kainu chas is not me. Like, what is chatzis coming in? So Gemara says you're right. There's three kinds of cases. Tzricha. You're right. If it's fully cooked through and through, I don't care what time it is, you don't have to bring it back on. If it's not fully cooked through and you can tell it's visible, then I don't care what time it is, you always have to put it back on. What are we talking about is chatzais? We're talking about a case of bishiriri. Shiriri means that externally it got burnt through, got burnt, but internally, in other you can see that's like charred out the outside, it's like dry, a piece of wood, but you can see also the inside hasn't really been baked through and through. Shiriri. And by shiriri, the din is, before chatzais, you're not going to cut it open to see what's inside. Before chatzais, we're going to assume that it wasn't yet cooked through and through, you got to put it back on. After chatzais, if it's charred on the outside, and after chatzais, we're going to assume that the inside also had plenty of time to cook through and through. And we'll soon see it's from a pasuk. Let's do Rashi, top of the page. B'shiri, koshin is tough, shin is kashin, mach, but then it became tough because the fire, shesholta, bekulun, the fire, pervaded it through and through. The nisrun got burnt, el shaloy nasu pechem, it didn't become cold, el ke eitzim yeveshim heimetrechim, the dry wood inside. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Where does Chatzais come in? Amar Rav says, Psukim, Altum Psukim. Kasav Echad Oimer, one passage it says, tell the children of Aaron, this is the Torah of Oile, that this is Oile on the fire, on the Mizbeach. It says, Kol Halayla. So one passage says, you got to burn on the fire, Kol Halayla, all night long, and then it says, Adabayka, till the morning. We'll soon see what that means. The Hikdid, and you let it roast. Okay. The Kasav Echad Oimer, there's another passage it says, that the Kohen should put on his clothes, and he should remove the ashes that the fire ate to the oil and place next to the okay. It says because it says another part says call halayla. It says also call halayla and then it says vehadim. It says the next pasuk vehadim and the koyin. Right after it says call halayla. The next pasuk says vehadim. You should lift. In other words, in that night gufa, put the two pasukim together if it's one run on pasuk. It says in the first pasuk that kol alay, you should put on his bed, kol alayla adabayker. And the next pasuk says, and then the kohen goes up and removes the ashes. Sounds like in the middle of the night. So one second. And one part of the pasuk says, all night long should burn. And then another part of the pasuk says, in the middle of the night, or sometime in the night, the kohen goes and removes the ashes. How's that work out? And then it says, take the word kol alayla and put it on the next pasuk as if kol alayla behaved. How's that work? Yichilkeyu, that means you divide the night, you bisect the night. You dissect the night. Chetzi of lahaktor v'chetzi l'arama. Half the night is for what? It's for roasting, and half the night is for cleaning up the ashes. Midnight. So Rashi, minan milad b'chatzay tayim ulsed midnight. Kosem echad leimer kol alayla v'ikti alamoyk yalmaz beyer kol alayla ad boyke dahayin lahaktor burning. Kosem echad leimer kol alayla v'samach. The next pasuk says, it's the same pasuk, but the next pasuk says v'heidi mesadeshin v'al korchoch and definitely akol halayla koyin. Don't say when. When should the koyin be made in the deshin? Obviously the night, the whole logic. But don't say v'lovers are koyin b'boyke. If it meant the following morning, it should have said the kohen should dress up in the morning. During sometime in the interim, during the night, the kohen should put on the heidim. That's what I heard. In the state of the day. Half of haktara, it's not considered roasting through and through. Unless you can turn it to ashes. The other half is for cleaning the ashes. I feel a caution, Shaban, even those that you see charred on the outside and you don't know whether it actually pervaded inside. But nevertheless, if it's after midnight, we'll assume that it did. Ruin laharam, it's time to remove them from the ashes. The kruin dushan, you can call them already ashes. Miyu basa mamid, but if you take a sea flesh that wasn't cooked even from the outside, you can see it wasn't cooked. Then like lemon, then mikir dushan. You can't say it's called dushan. So the Gemara, back to the Gemara, Mosi, Rav Kahana asked a question. It says, "Bechol yoim, every day, toidim is a mezbeach." You ask the question, Rav, you say half the night is for burning, half the night is for taking away the ashes. In other words, before chatzais, you're not allowed to remove the ashes. The earliest time you can remove the ashes is after chatzais, after midnight. Let me ask the question. In other words, even if it turned into ashes, don't touch anything till midnight. We learn, "Bechol yoim, every day, toidim is mezbeach." When did they remove the ashes from mezbeach? Mikreis hagever, first thing in the morning, when the gever, which either the kohen who went around screaming, shouting, wake up, or when the crow, you know, when the rooster made his noises. Oy samuchloi, or next to it, lufanu achrav, a few minutes before, an yom kippurim, because there's much more activities, is bechatzos in kippurim, you go midnight, that's when you remove the ashes. And what about birgolim, when yom tevim, when there's so many kabbalas, and so much work and everything else, is bashmoida the shayna, after the first, remember looking at my brachas, either three parts to the night or four, after the first part. You brought psukim, it sounds like from the Torah, the earliest you can do the Hadim, it's Hadeshin, it's from Chatzais. Heichim ekadmin, how can me and Yontav you do earlier? Rashi. Moshe Rav Kahana Adrav, and Rav Noma, Chetia, Laharoma, the Mashma, Kechacharomi, before midnight, you know, take away the ashes. I feel him and I feel him and Nasi, that even looks like ashes. Rashi, how you turn me in the first line, turn me in Trumas Hadeshen, they would remove the ashes, Malay Machta Shavuful, the Nice, the Mizrachis, so Kevin, a place on the east side of the ramp. Uviragolim, but Yomtiv Mashmoid is a Rishaina very early in the night. Why? Mishum, the Nefishi Kabbanas, there were so many Kabbanas. The Nefish Dosh, and there'll be a lot of ashes. They have to place it in the pyre in the area, in the section there, which is right in the middle of the mezbeach. They have to set up the pyre at night. In order to have room to bring the kabbanas the following morning in the korban tamid shachar. Now, if the earliest time that you can remove the ashes is midnight, like the pasuk just said, heichim mekad minin, how can you go any earlier? Forget the other part. Back to the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yechbichin said, I'll tell you how it works. This is how you're supposed to learn out. Now, the truth of the matter is, when it comes to Harom Zadeshin, it doesn't have to be necessarily Chatzais. So this is how it works. Omer Rabbi Yechbichin, Memashma, it says that you should, what? It says, it says in the Pasuk, that Kol HaLaila, you should let it burn all night long. I'll make those better, Kol HaLaila. And then it says, Ada Baiker. If you say Kol HaLaila, obviously Ada Baiker. Why say it's Ada Baiker? Any day you let it burn out a biker till the morning. What's called, when does called Lila end? Obviously, biker. Why does then the pasuk say ad ha biker? It means 10 biker the biker shalila. There's a standard morning for night, which is the first thing daybreak. But there's another morning this night. It's earlier, midnight, and that is for. And that what is that for? That is for the burning part, not for the haramas hadeshin. We're not limiting how Ramas Hadeshen has to start by midnight. Yom Kippur, you can do it early if you have to. We're saying the burning of the Mizbeach, the burning of the Mizbeach is midnight. Which kind of thing? We said like this. If it's something that you can still tell the meat on it, and I don't care what time it is, even 4 o'clock in the morning, you have to put it back in the Mizbeach. If Pokun got Mizbeach, you got to put it back. If you can see that it burnt through and through and through, you know, then Moshe Ben Ur, then even 9 o'clock now at night, you can, if it falls out, you don't have to put it back on. We're talking about the Shridi, so that externally it's all charred, but internally it's still raw, or it's still not fully cooked. So I'm burnt by the fire. So then we say chatzais is the cutoff point. Mehatayik is a kasuf. Mat time lem ad boiker ten boiker ad ha boiker ten boiker le boiker shalayla. Here therefore call yoyim every day when it comes to Ramas Hadeshin. Generally speaking, mekreis agever sagi it's efficient mekreis agever. But yoyim hakipurim when it comes to him kippur mishum chush the kohen gadol because of the kohen gadol has to do all the avodas and Rashi holds machbim mekreis shoni but Rashi holds that even Ramas Hadeshin is also done by the kohen gadol. So give him more time because he's very slow and he's weak. Mechatzais, he do from Mechatzais. And Bergoli, when it comes to Yomtiv, the Nefishi Kabbanis, there's so many Kabbanis, is the Kadmi, also Yisrael, Mashmazarishaina. And also the Eden themselves, they all want to see what's going on, so they all come early morning into the base of Migdash, so therefore when you go to session from Mechatzais. Kidiktoni safe, it's in the very safe. Lohoisa Kriyas Agever Magas, that the Kriyas Agever, by the time the Kriyas Agever came around, let's see, 4 o'clock in the morning, Shahoisa Azorim Malayim Yisrael. The Azor is full of Yidden. That's why some of the Shoyim learned Kriyas Agever means that the Kohen is to go around and shout, you know, that it's time to wake up, because it sounds from here that they used to hold him back until the Azor was full. If it's a rooster, he cares about what's going on in the Azor, he does what he does. Rashi. Rashi, we're up to the first wide line. I agree with Rav. But the main emphasis of the pasuk is not the haroma. The main emphasis of the pasuk is the burning when you have to put it back on. The chatzais oisei ichol b'shiridi by shiridi koy the chatzais b'chal hekter before chatzais including roasting and chatzais ve'elich ruin la haroma, and afterwards you can start taking the ashes. These very pieces kidnan kedoshin ma'aliyah like good ashes v'haroma b'mucholun the gamri koy chatzais nafka ma'ikra. But if it's totally roasted, that even before chatzais you can remove their ashes. How do I know? Imagine a kol laila im the lamid bo kemashmo kol amag make the apostle shem my lay vori makin arabic till morning im kol laila nafke all night. Matam lay my baker, why say until the morning? Lo nem adalin and haram that comes to tell you regarding the removing the ashes. Lay me should term in kol laila you can remove ashes all night. Vach come at ad habayke behedim and you bewesh you with the ashes leaf na baker behedim will lay nasa shidava when the titan give a shir. Ten boiker the boiker shalila boiker shalila the normal night when it's boiker alayis hashach daybreak boiker achat tenla give them another boiker hainu hashkama getting up early we keep names maladava what time is it? If it's not daybreak what else can is it ela shalashkama hakoyle fitzer hashar therefore we move it yes birchalasa to do hichal kol yema bekreis agever isamachle the fun will achrosagi the yema kipurim shekolu avoyde mutelas a kohen gadol. So Rashi holds that all the activity on Kippur devolves on the kohen gadol, including the harama sadeshin, the ikal chulsha, he's weak, but so the hakni yaisa, therefore he has to do it as early as possible. And the idea that Taz explains, he can chapa a dremel after he does a terumah sadeshin, he should basically get a little rest. That's why make it early so he can go to sleep. So he can do the shchitza tam and all the avodas when he's, you know, all rested. And that's what Taz is called, like Rashi. And the rival definitely learns the kohen gadol is not the one to remove the kohen, not the one who stood there. It's passage for the kohen gadol to stand there and remove the ashes. It's not included in all the avodas. And there's also a girdle for the terumah sadeshin. So obviously the kohen gadol was not included. Okay, and he argues in all this. Back to Rashi, we're golim mashmor shoyne ki tani sefer tahi. It says over there, "V'lo hoisa kreisa geva magaz b'golim atcha hoisa zorim b'lei." So by the time the kreisa geva was, it was full. That's always full. Says, "What about it? Eat more. We learned." Pershu koydim chatzais. What happens if something fell off before chatzais, so it wasn't fully burned through and through? Which the din is, you have to put it back on, right? But you didn't put it back on before chatzais. Vechazeidan acha chatzais. Is it enough to wait till the morning and say now it's ashes, or do you got to wait till the morrow night? Something about chatzos that has to go through a midnight on the mizbeach. Is Rabba Amar chatzos sheni oichlosam? You need to wait another night. You got to wait for the next chatzos. And Rav Chizda Amar Amudashachachlosi. Put it back. Amudashach will take care of it. And actually, top of the page, chatzos sheni oichlosam. Shiride did who? It's shiridim chatzos sheni shalil hamochli. You got to wait till the following night. and Rav Chizda says, no, morning. I'm a bit out. My time is Rav Chizda. What's the Svar Rav Chizda? Ma Chatzos. What do you mean, Svar Rav Chizda? Very poshut. Ma the Chatzos, the midnight, which he makes a big deal out of, has no effect on anything else, any other halachas. And yet it is able to take something which is charred on the outside and raw on the inside and make it consider as if it's already ashes. Surely Boike, that turns everything into noise. Surely the Boike should be able to take something that is charred on the outside and turn it into ashes. Doesn't have the effect to turn something into noise or to say, oh, it was rested overnight. It's possible. Oise equal, yet it treats as if it's ashes. Amudashacha that does turn things into noise. Einoidin sha'oise equal. Surely things into ashes. Rashi, she'en oise lina loise shalo oris, anything lying on the ground, shari kol alayla, that night, kosher, all night long, kosher, la loise, min oris, to pick it up from the ground, we'll put on his bed, exiv lo yolin, chelu chagi ad boiker. When is the Easter of lo yolin? Only when it reaches the morning, ho kol alayla yolin, you can continuously put it on his bed. And yet, oise iko, lishri de marocha, we say, cause midnight, it turns this into ashes. So surely, if the boiker should be able to turn into ashes. That's what Chiz is for. Says you're right. Rabbi's pasuk. The pasuk seems to be saying that chatzais. We said boiker means chatzais. Chatzais is what it does it. So you have to wait till the next chatzais. Says you're right. Another case number two. What about peshu kedim chatzais? If it's separate from chatzais, but this time vechziron. When you bring it back, not after chatzais, so you have a boiker to go through it. You brought it back la'achar amudashachar, after the morning already. Is Rabba Amar Nu Chatzais Asher Chlos? Like before, you gotta wait now to the following midnight to say it's ashes. Rav Chizah says, "Ein ben ichol oilam." In this case, fafalon is no longer can be called ashes.
Would it be considered lina?
Sorry.
Would it be considered lina if it wasn't properly burnt? And then
yeah, it could be. But what the shayla is, what do you do with it? In other words, if the whole vart is that once it's burnt, you can use it for your own purpose because you nasa mitzvasim. Over here, Rav Chizah come along and saying that if it fell down after Amud HaShachar, you missed the chatzayt that was supposed to be fafal. If your coin uses this coal for anything, let's say as coal, he's moil, he's stealing, because there's nothing that's going to be matted it. Look at Rashi. Rashi, ein bahen ichul le'olam, the chol shepoiken, if the mizbech, popped it up. Yachze, you got to put it back. Umoilin bahen, if you use it from now, anytime. Achi adesh, has to turn mamash into full ashes. No longer can you say, oh, midnight comes along, I don't care what's going on, it's mutter. Finished. Has to turn mamash into ashes. Maske, what I'll be asking the question, uman leim alon, who told you the chatzayz bereish of mizbech, a magic number that the like Rabbah says, that somehow or another it has to be mamish chatzoy sing on his bayach, mishavi le'ichot, dafke chatzoy, somehow or another by 12 o'clock at night, turns this into ashes. Where does it say that? Dil mokol heichot, de mishkolo, mishavi le'ichot, maybe any time if it's sitting on his bayach and burning, it could turn halachically into ashes. Sholchu mitam, no, it was like Rabbi Chizda. They sent from there, hilchasek Rabbi Yisrael, look at Rabbi Yisrael. Rashi kol hecha de mishkachelu hecha perusha kol chatzayis nami even with several chatzayis harein ichol bechatzayis. No, he's going further. He's not good. Not them. He's saying here, how do you know that chatzayis turns something that's charred and says legally now it's considered ashes only if it sat on the mizbeach chatzayis? Maybe it has to go through the time of chatzayis, but I don't care where it's sitting. If it's charred outside and inside is still not fully cooked, but you have to wait for chatzayis. The pasuk says tabaykil laila. But as soon as it's 12 o'clock, I don't care if it's still sitting on the bed right now or sitting on the floor. It now technically is considered ashes. Do whatever it means. Nasa mitzvasim. You do whatever you want. Says Rashi kol hechem mishkachlu hilcha perishu kaidah chatzayis nami harehein ichol bechatzayis is considered ashes chatzayis. Afilu hechzeid al ach chatzayis. If you put it back after chatzayis, maybe it makes no difference. Okay, right. Or maybe you have to put it back on. But after, who cares about chatzayis? So you have to put it back, not wherever it is. You have to put it back, but who said it has to be there during chatzos? As long as you put it back and it turns out it's good enough. Yeah. So then it sounds like Rav Chizda, that you can put it back after chatzos. In the morning, we'll do it. Rav Chizda, Rabbi Taka said, if it's separate from chatzos, you put it back after chatzos, it's no longer me'ila because you did the job. That means clearly, even though it wasn't chatzos on the mizbech, but you put it back afterwards, it did the job. But Rabban, you shouldn't have enough from it. It's no longer stealing because you already did the job. Since they sent from here, Rabbi Yosef, so what's the machlekes? If it didn't go through chatzais, what happens? You have all these amrayim with paskin that who cares about chatzais? Amalei, he said to him, they're arguing in a specific case, bishmanim. They're arguing in a very fatty meat, and the outside was charred. That over here, the fats does not allow the fire to actually penetrate the meat inside, because the fats are standing in the way, the fats melting, it doesn't let it feed. That's when they're arguing. Rabbi Yosef, and all they're talking about normal meat, that who cares about chatzayis, you fall over, you put it back on after chatzayis, in a way like Rabbi Chizda, then it just burns through and through, it's ashes. But in the case of Rabbi Chizda is talking about where there's a lot of fats there. Rashi. There's no ichol if you don't have the chatzais or b'shamanim fatty. Even though the outside became charred and dry like a piece of wood, it's not considered ashes. The shumnan ma'akvan me'le'osas deshen. The fats prevents it from turning into deshen, from turning into ashes. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow. See you, Mr.